I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog.
Okay, Greg. If you could combine, I know you're not a big sports guy, but maybe, you know, maybe you would maybe you could find a sport that you like by creating one, or perhaps combining two sports. If you could combine two sports, what would you combine?
Quidditch.
Okay, not a real sport.
What do you mean by that?
It's called quad ball, Greg.
Oh yeah,
because they're trying to distance themselves from J.K. Rowling.
I would combine Quidditch.
Okay.
With
the real Quidditch or the one that thespian athletes play.
The human version.
Okay. All right.
Human Quidditch and swim meets.
Oh, that's already a sport.
What's it called?
Water polo.
Oh.
But you're just saying water polo with more balls.
More balls.
More balls in there.
Less people, more balls.
Several more balls. And then, do they have to hold a PVC pipe between their legs?
Yeah.
As they swim?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if the PVC pipe reaches the top of the water, it's cold.
You gotta keep it underwater.
Yeah, the whole time.
Oh, I kinda like that. That's fun. Here's his PVC pipe. It breached. He breached his PVC.
Breached pipe.
Penalty.
Would it float to the top or would it sink to the bottom?
I think it would float because it's plastic.
So it would be so hard to keep under
there.
Yeah,
maybe instead of it's not PVC, it's a pool noodle, which makes it even harder.
For those of you who don't know, people do play Quidditch. It's called quad ball.
Our
and
friend Tugboat Johnson plays.
Happy birthday, Tad.
Is it his birthday?
It is.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Tad.
You have to hold a PVC pipe when you're playing Quidditch underneath your ball.
Yeah.
Balls to
And our dear friend Tad is very involved with the cue ball community of America. I think he was an original quad ball player.
I think he's a headmaster.
Yeah, I think he's like
blamed his ass.
But apparently there's a huge debate going on in the quad ball community.
Half the people want to get rid of the brooms, the other half want to
That's where I get lost every time. I'm like, this actually is kind of a cool sport. I don't know many sports with multiple balls on the. I don't know any. That's cool. I like that. But then there's the broom. But then you have to hold a fucking piece of PVC between your legs.
And that's why I think we should take it to the water.
Yeah. And instead of the PVC, if it's a pool noodle.
the pool noodle is the new broom.
Yeah.
Get rid of the noodles.
no more noodles.
All right, combine two sports. This is the rule.
Okay. Polo. So
you're just doing the same thing I'm doing.
No, polo. It's on horses.
Oh, right, the horse one.
Yeah, no, not water polo. Polo with horses. And then
jousting.
No, that would just be a sport. There's no jousting in the end of I would combine polo and land jousting. Infantry jousting.
Basically just get rid of the balls.
I think it would be fun to do the entire sport of American football. There's no offensive line and everyone's on horseback. And the way you tackle somebody is you get your horse next to theirs and you have to tackle them off of their horse.
I'd be jacking off my horse the whole time.
I'm not going to respond to you, that, you.
They got
fucking,
big wieners.
You fucking zoophile. Do you know that's the term for pedophiles for animals?
Oh, really?
Animal pedos.
You ever fucked an animal?
Greg. not even dignifying that with a response.
Let's get down to this.
No, I've never fucked an animal.
What's the most sexual thing you've ever done to an animal?
I don't like this. I don't think literally anything.
Sometimes a dog will hump my leg and I'll laugh.
Okay. The most sexual thing I've done to an animal is been a humpy. I've been the humpy. That's the worst feeling, dude. The worst feeling in the world is when you're like, dude, this dog, oh, no, it's humping me.
Oh, it's humping me. This is hilarious, though.
Fuck, dude.
Then you have to gently, like let him off.
Because, yeah, because it's not a good look to be like, the fuck off me.
Then they always look up at you like,
you won't let me hump?
My bad.
My bad, dude. Thought you were down to hump.
Hump.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the worst. That's one of the worst feelings in the world. Is being like, dude, I'm the chosen one, a speaker of dogs.
Well, we nailed the bestiality part.
Yeah, you did. You didn't have to, but you did. Because I didn't even get to talk about my sport for even half a second.
I was just like,
you were like, horses got big. Horses got big wieners, did you know? Yeah, you have to tackle someone off of the horse.
While you're jacking them off?
I'm going to punch you right in your gullet.
Woo-wee. My bad.
All right. Well, here, let me twist my question or my answer. If there was any sport you could make horse related, what would you do? Any sport you demand their steed bound?
Swim meets.
I love where your head's at. Your head is in the pool
now. I think I want to go swimming.
You want to go to a pool? I would love to go to a pool. That'd
I'm
be
ready cool. to jump in the lake, honestly.
Yeah.
Getting to that point.
I'd be down to like do a day pass at some kind of nice gym and go chill in their pool, hot tub, sauna.
You know what?
Steam shower situation.
I used to love that stuff. I think I'm paranoid now.
Why? Because of germs?
I think I'm too germed out.
Really? But if it's nice, that's why I'm saying like we go.
Yeah,
to
but either way, like you get into a pool, someone's pissing in it. They're snotting in it.
Oh, but yeah, but there's chemicals in there. Yeah. There's like chlorine. Like I know there's piss in there because I just peed. That doesn't prevent me from swan diving into my own piss.
You go into the pool, pee, and then walk right to the diving board.
Yeah! Let me jump in that.
Oh, good.
Dude, if you're sitting here telling me that as a child you never swam around in your own piss.
I don't pee in the pools.
Really?
I can't do it.
I pissed.
It might get in my mind. I can't pee my pants.
Listen, I don't really pee in pools as an adult that much anymore because I've got more control. I have a more mature dong these days. But when I was a youngin, pissing.
I peed in the ocean one time because my girlfriend at the time made me do it because I was like, I have to go pee. And she's like, come on. She's like, just stay in here.
Yeah.
She's like, go over there and pee. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah, dude, you can pee in the ocean. I've definitely peed in the ocean. Here's what
I thought if I peed in the ocean that it was going to attract the entire ocean.
Have I told you about when we would, so I grew up whitewater kayaking a lot.
I never knew that.
No, but have I told you about peeing in the kayaks?
Ew.
Yeah.
In it?
Well,
you got to pee out of it.
You try to pee out.
But a lot of it's
getting sometimes you'd be there and you'd be like, I don't really want to get out of my kayak. So you'd pop your spray skirt and try to like just get the jet stream enough to go out and over.
But you're ultimately, the stream slowly.
The stream subsides. The arc goes, you know, on your thigh a little. And then also there are moments where you'd get out of the kayak. And you're running these big rivers, and like I was a young man, I was so scared a lot of the time, and so like I'm like thinking I'm gonna die going down these huge rivers. The waves are like over me. I'm flipping over. I'm definitely pissing my pants out of fear.
Damn.
And then popping the spray skirt and being like, oh, I pissed. Like,
what do you
there's
keep,
piss
what do you
in
keep
here.
Saying?
What
spray skirt?
Spray skirt. Oh, so in a kayak, you get in. There's like a like you get into the kayak,
get into the hole.
You're in the hole.
Feet are down.
The feet are down. You can't see your feet. And what connects you? You wear this like a skirt. It goes. It's like a big neoprene.
Yeah, you little Nancy.
Thing. It's like made out of wetsuit. It's made out of like wetsuit, like elastic wetsuit material. And it, at the edge, it's got like a like kind of a rubber band. And you pull it, and it slots right over the like the rim of the I think it's called the cockpit. I haven't kayaked in so long.
Looks nothing like my asshole.
Hey!
We high-fived.
But yeah, spray skirt. And then at the end of the spray skirt, there's a little like loop that if in an emergency, because once you're spray skirted in, you're locked into this piece of plastic.
I would just keep my wiener out the whole time then.
Easy, dude. What do you?
Let it flow.
Where would you, would it be in the through the bottom?
Well, I'll tell you what, it would be near my feet.
because it's so gargantuan.
It's horse-like.
Horse-like, dude.
Go ahead and slide into my DMs, ladies.
Stop.
Yeah.
Any ladies interested in me now?
Yeah, that's right.
I would take you kayaking.
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah, it's fun. We could go sea kayaking in Chicago, no problem.
Sea?
Yeah.
Lake.
Well, the type of kayaks we would use are sea kayaks.
Oh.
There's river and sea kayaks, and you use sea kayaks in most lake situations. The whitewater kayaks look like they're a little more blunted and round because they have to be able to, like, take a wave and not, you know, get fucking owned. And then the sea kayaks are more narrow, more look like ships.
I'll stay on the... Actually, you guys go kayaking. I'll stay on the side and film you guys.
I do
and
really,
make a hype video for everyone.
I really miss kayaking. I grew up doing it. It was definitely like my favorite sport. And I feel like, you know, now it's harder to like get back into skiing because I'm not as like... it's you got to be like pretty in shape to ski. But like obviously, you got to be in shape to kayak. But I could get in a kayak and have fun for like an hour or two.
Until tomorrow.
No, your arms don't burn that bad in a
yeah,
kayak.
Yeah, right. Your back would be fucking torched, dude.
Nah, the river...
You know how much I lay down?
Yeah, I do know how much you lay down. Yeah.
I would be fucking dead.
I thought... So last two summers ago, we went rafting and like not a lot of people had the experience or whatever. And that's mean. But, you know, I ended up rafting the big raft most of the time and like rowing it. And... like, I thought that I was going to fucking have my arms falling off during that trip.
But it turns out you're strong.
Well, it turns out a lot of it is just, you know, one or two pulls, pushes, just get you in the current, and then you let the river do a lot of the work, unless there's a headwind. And it turns out, I guess it's just not as hard as you'd think.
Not as hard as me.
If there's
it's the Wiener episode.
We talk about so many different things, but we're going to call it the Wiener episode.
Just because I said Wiener three times.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when a movie says the name of the movie. It's always exceptional when that happens.
Yeah.
Right, Greg Ram?
Creed.
Tropic Thunder.
When they said that part, yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
They actually do say that.
They do?
Well, they say the Fellowship of the Rings.
Yeah, they say the Fellowship of the Rings. They never say he says the Twin Towers of Sauron and Saruman.
Do they say Return of the King?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
When they're crowning Aragorn? Have you seen Dune 2?
No.
I know you haven't. It's so good. I really wish we could talk about it right now.
You know what we should talk about?
Huh.
Fairies.
Okay. Go on.
What do you imagine a woodland fairy to look like?
Like a beetle?
An amazing start.
But a human face.
Like the ladybug and ants?
Yeah, exactly.
Or Bug's Life.
Yeah. I mean, if you ever see those like big ass beetles flying around through the forest, when it was the olden times, I would have seen that thing and been like, a fairy, of course.
A fairy.
I think, or like a humming, never mind, a hummingbird, but with like human features. Same wing type deal.
Okay.
Hummingbirds are awesome, man. I love a hummingbird.
Yeah, they're cool.
What do you imagine fairies looking like? I can't wait for your answer. 3, 2, 1, go.
I think like, kind of like like the full body and head, like a full frog.
Oh, okay.
With wings.
Wow.
Little tiny glasses.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Little tiny headphones.
Okay,
he likes to kind of do his own
kind of vibing out.
And a vest.
So he's got a hipster vibe.
He's just kind of like a frog in an outfit.
Yeah. With what kind of wings are we talking? Like feather bat wings? Like little
like
flaps?
Tiny. Like moth wings
that are like going brrr.
Like he can only fly maybe like 3 feet off the ground.
Oh,
and like for you know maybe
for
a minute or two.
It's kind of like a half penguin style wing type deal.
Yeah, he's just kind of like he's more doing like enchanting stuff. That's just how I envisioned it.
Yeah, I love that for you.
Yeah,
the fairy. All right. So woodland elves, like the opposite of fairies. What do you imagine those?
Woodland elf.
Like
all right.
Land-bound fairies. Like the ones that are like baking cookies in trees.
Like a woodland elf?
Yeah.
I think that,
not like Legolas, but like a little cute guy.
Like I imagine they're probably about 6 foot tall.
Well, that's pretty tall.
Body of a frog.
Okay. Sick, sick.
There's a lot of frog-based creatures going on in your world right
just
now.
The body. But like, imagine if a frog could stand straight up.
Okay.
Kind of just looks like a guy with a, like a gut.
Okay.
And then big red pointy hat, obviously.
Yep.
And then, but he's wood. His whole head is wooden.
Wooden.
Yeah.
Like a block of wood, or does he have facial features?
Like Pinocchio, pretty much.
Fuck, man. That's pretty terrifying, to tell you the truth.
And... yeah, all his teeth are sharp and wooden.
Fucking hell.
They're like pointed out like razors. And their eyes are red.
And they're at war.
And they're fast
as
fuck.
Oh my God. And they're at war with humanity for what reason?
They're at war with the fairies.
Oh, right. The fairies. That makes sense. Humanity, let's keep you out of this.
Humanity has no idea.
Humanity, you don't know what the fuck's going on right now. You couldn't even fathom this. All right. They're going to war with the fairies for why?
They think that being a fairy is a sin, which, you know, that kind of bleeds into.
Oh. Right back. They're kind of, they're really, they're Bible thumpers.
Yeah.
These elves are kind of bigots.
Man, this is fun.
I'm having a blast right now. Great, babe.
All right. Describe a unicorn.
Okay. Have you ever seen like a goat?
No.
Oh, okay. So, like, imagine, like, the dumbest looking goat that's coming out. It's like, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I love that. And when they do that voice.
And it's got one horn, obviously, in the middle of its head. And this horn is, like, going like this, and it's curving back real mm-hmm. good. And the they have magic powers, and the powers come from farts.
Okay.
And most of it, most of those powers, just, it's either they knock people out or they wake them up.
So you went goat.
It's a goat with one horn. And their farts have the power to either a sleeping person, they go like, it wakes them up. Or someone who's awake, go, and then they're into bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love our new unicorn.
Thank you. I like our little reworking of the fantasy tropes that we're doing here. All right, treachery. With another
forest troll.
All right, so they're arboreal completely, which means they're in the trees mostly. They're really, really, really big though, and they pick kind of one tree to like get up in, and then they just chill up there. They're like they're kind of like sloth like.
Oh, okay.
And then their hands are super slow. They have one like a grip hand, and then they have another hand that's like. Like it kind of looks like a log,
yeah.
But they have the ability to kind of go like tap, like that, just mm-hmm. real quick grab. Mm-hmm. And so they're like they like get themselves real still, and they look like trees. And then you walk by, and they're like
penetration. And then they penetrate you with their claws.
No, no, they grab you, and then they eat you.
Penetrate with their claws.
But they look a lot like
you went sexual.
They look. You went sexual.
Penetrate means many different things.
I did not say penetrate once.
I said it.
I know.
You thought I was
like, oh, they like
penetrate.
You?
Yeah, pierce their.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah. And they look, they're basically sloths, but they're giant.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too, dude. I love it too. I'm having, this is the most fun I've ever had.
All right, my woodland troll is based.
No, it's already been done.
But. There's different races.
Oh, complicated.
This is the whoosh tribe.
Right.
Because they hear the wind and they're like, it gets that whoosh noise.
I love the whoosh of the wind.
Basically, they have shirts that don't cover their belly.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be little.
Yeah.
They haven't figured out.
when they're young, they're like, I'm going to be little forever.
And then they grow. Oh, yeah. They have the same clothes on that they were born in.
Are they really self-conscious or super confident?
So self-conscious.
Look at me. That's why they're in the woods. Because they're like, don't. I'm hiding behind a tree.
They got two really big teeth on their bottom jaw and two big teeth on their top jaw.
Uh-huh.
They have horns coming out of their temples.
They're like boar-like.
Yeah, very boar-like, and they're necromancers.
And they have control over the dead, of course.
They raise the dead.
They raise the dead for their own gain.
And right. What they do is that they go up to farms of people. They raise up the dead, and then they send like dead dogs and stuff to kill the sheep and stuff. And everyone thinks they're wolves, not even realizing that there's trolls right out there with
self-conscious necromancing with boar-like trolls.
Don't look, I'll possess this wolf and kill you.
And then the farmer's like, there's a damn wolf out there. And it's like the trolls are like, they're so dumb. That's fucking dead. That thing's dead.
No, they're not dumb. They're pissed that no one's giving them credit.
It's not a wolf. It's me. But don't look at me.
But don't look, though.
Yeah, they're complicated.
Right. Yours was better.
No, yours is better. All right. Imagine Dragons.
I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
Ah.
Dragon. I got a dragon. Imagine a big flying pig. Imagine a big ass pig. The what? Same, like literally like a pig, but the body is so long.
I like that. Like kind of Chinese dragon style.
Jesus. My God.
Sorry.
I think that
East Asian style.
I just think it's a pig.
It's a big, long pig.
And
are they skybound? Are they hoarding gold in their caves?
They can fly because they have teamed up with the frog fairies. The
frog fairies just latch and yank them into the sky?
Like 80 of them.
It's a dragon!
And
they breathe fire?
No, they breathe.
They puke mud?
They puke truffles.
Delicious!
Delicious puke. Frog.
Thank you.
Pig.
It's a pig. Why do you keep going frog?
I'm tired.
I'm tired, boss. Put me down. All right. Can I imagine dragons?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm waking up.
I feel it in my bones.
All right. I think you were good, actually. No, mine's like a snake. Mine's like a snake type thing. They're super lightweight and like fragile, and they slither through the sky on the winds.
A snake is way better as a dragon.
They're
kind
of like they have no wings, but they're just they're so light and buoyant that you can't even get them on the ground. And the way that they kill is they murder birds. They do bird murder.
Bird murder. That's cool.
Yeah.
Would you rather live in a floating sky city or an underground
cave
city? An underwater city.
Ooh. I think,
Both BioShock games, by the way.
Really?
BioShock 1 and 2 underwater, BioShock 4 up in the sky.
My God, what happened to 3?
I don't remember 3. What happened in 3? Maybe that is 3.
BioShock 1 and 2
underwater.
Have you
ever played those
games? BioShock 4 in the sky. BioShock 3, they skipped 3. They forgot 3. No one told them they didn't do 3.
1 might be too spooky for you. But,
I'm not into the spook.
But 4, when they're in the sky, that might be your vibe.
I love that. That sounds cool. I like the sky stuff a lot. I think I would be a sky guy. But, I do have problem with heights. But I think... If I'm high enough to where it's like no matter what I'm gonna
Well you're die. On like a big ass you're on yeah. a, you're on ground.
Huh?
You're on ground, you're just floating.
Right. So I think sky.
Because the water could just fail you.
Water's a bit claustrophobic for me.
The sky is scary once you see that pig dragon coming with the frog fairy.
Oh fuck. It's gonna
really
puke truffles on us.
Tasty.
Oh yeah, and my
of mice and men.
No, my snake creature, it doesn't breathe fire. It breathes like kind of like a like electricity type thing, like lightning.
Oh, it breathes lightning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
It's like an electric eel.
Yeah, it's an electric eel of the sky.
You know who you remind me of?
No, dude.
You ever read Of Mice and Men?
You've told me this before.
Who did I say you look like?
The really smart one.
The guy that kills the innocent.
Yeah. People have told me that before. And
you
I think
remind
you
me of the guy
of
that...
Oh, the low IQ man who hugs a woman to death?
No, you're not him.
Oh.
You're the guy that kills the innocent guy.
Sure, all right.
The simpleton.
Good. Put him down. You can't hug a woman to death.
You're evil.
But you can't hug a woman to death. This is the reason this book is taught in high schools.
You can't hug a woman to death.
Because it has a moral conundrum. That is a good learning platform for morals. Bitch. Of Mice and Men by Greg Kennedy. All right, rewrite the ending of Mice and Men. Go.
Lemmy, what's his name? Lenny.
Lenny,
yeah. And then who's the other? Who's who's Gary Sinise's character?
I forget his name.
Tom. Let's just call him Tom.
Let's go, Bruce.
They get out there in the woods, and you know, Bruce has told him, he's like, "I got this. I'm gonna kill this guy." But then they just leave.
And together.
Yeah, and he's like, "I'll just fucking move to a new town and kill this guy."
Yeah, I'm not taking. Also, our names combined are Lenny Bruce.
Yeah, and then they started in a new town.
They combine into one hand, and they meet a wizard and make themselves into one man.
Yeah, I think that he just goes and they run far away, buy their own farm, like with a bunch of land, and then they don't really talk to anybody else because the Bruce knows how to deal with the...
Bruce is like, Lenny can't be around dudes or chicks. He'll hug them to death.
The end.
The end, family.
Rewrite. The entire Harry Potter series. Go.
Okay. Harry never finds out he's a wizard. But
and there's only two books.
and he's kind of dumb. Harry's a bit oblivious. And every single book is them trying to tell Harry he's a wizard. But he just like doesn't believe in that kind of stuff. And so it's just every book is a new plot to try to tell this chosen one who's a bit of a fucking Nimrod that he is the chosen one and they need him. And meanwhile, in the wizarding world, Voldemort is just absolutely winning. He's instilled like a fascist regime. People are really need Harry and he's just this oblivious idiot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty good fan fiction.
Thanks, dude. All right, I want you to rewrite the Game of Thrones ending. Spoilers, by the way.
Basically, what happens is, you know, that like the war is going on. Like the Mother of Dragons is riding around her dragon and blowing up. Cersei.
Cersei.
She's blowing up Cersei's kingdom and stuff. Something that they don't realize.
Oh, shit.
Is that there is a portal.
A portal.
Nearby.
Yep.
And it's been watched by more advanced civilizations. Just been kind of watching, and they see the destruction of everybody. And all of a sudden, through the portal, Donald Trump sticks his head out.
Oh no, Greg!
And he hits the nuclear bombs, and
he nukes Westeros.
Yeah.
And then he just walks back through the portal.
And he goes, "It was terrible. They were fucking..."
No one liked that movie. Bad ending. Said it was good. Everyone
I fixed
said
it.
Said it was bad and I fixed it.
Here, I want to rewrite Harry Potter too.
Okay, fine.
Harry Potter.
Please don't bring Trump.
Harry Potter is bullied, you know, by his cousins and stuff.
Yeah.
He hates his family.
Right.
He finds out that this Voldemort guy killed his mom. But there's already this evil brewing inside of him. So book one, Harry goes out on a quest to, you know, find Voldemort. They team up by the end of book one. And then the next seven books is just them just absolutely
rampaging, becoming gods of war and death and destruction.
And Hermione.
Ron.
Hermione and Ron kind of become like...
Minions?
he like turns them into like Jabba the Hutt looking.
But they're like a couple.
No, they're in two different cages right across from each other.
You can be a couple and be in cages across from each other.
Sure, if they think that they are, but they've never touched.
You can be a couple that's never touched in two cages right across from. Dude, you need to like open your eyes a little bit.
I'm on Hinge now. I've been sliding into women's DMs.
You're on Hinge now. What about Tindy?
Tinder doesn't work.
Yeah, Tinder feels like, at least when I haven't been on it in 5 years, but it felt fake. You know what I mean?
I messaged this girl the other day, and it's the first woman I have literally not reached out to, like,
yeah,
like anybody in a really long time. I'm not on the dating apps, but I'll swipe and just match and never say anything. And then I'm at a point now where I'm like, maybe I should start putting myself out there.
Giving them a go.
I matched with this woman the other day, and she had a great looking dog, like, yeah. Great dog.
No.
And Greg. I was like, what a cool dog. I was like, I'd love to pet it sometime. And she unmatched with me. I was like, wow. That's like, okay.
Listen, you're rusty.
I don't know.
You're getting it going. You're getting the machine up. You got to, you know.
I would love to pet that cute dog sometime. And she was like, what in the hell?
Unmatch.
I couldn't believe it. I thought that I was being like wholesome. I love dogs. You have a great dog. I didn't even like, maybe that was the problem. I didn't compliment her. I was like, great dog. Can I play with it?
Dude, it sounds sexual a little bit.
Their first picture was a dog.
Nice dog. Can't wait to pet it sometime.
I'd love to pet your dog sometime. Yeah, maybe that wasn't great.
Yeah.
I thought for sure. I was like, I'm not sliding in being like, what's up, baby?
Hey, well, call in if you've got a better pickup line for Greg.
I got some new ones I got lined up. The next person I match with that I want to talk to, I'm going to say, you better not have a dog, bitch. Because I learned. I learned. And I adapt, bitch.